is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Freitas.
All right, so Idris Elba was on a flight from the UK headed to South Africa when he had to be removed from the plane after a severe asthma attack. He is okay, though, so that's good news. Babyface is okay after his L.A. mansion caught on fire yesterday. It was a small fire. Started in the bathroom. Nobody was hurt. Actually, a sprinkler system put the fire out before the fire truck even got there. Marcus T. Polk, remember him from Moesha?
Yeah.
He has been officially charged with domestic violence and battery after allegedly kicking his girlfriend in the stomach and putting her in the hospital. He could get up to 4 years in jail for that one. All right, so there's a new sex tape allegedly starring Kevin Terry, gospel singer Kevin Terry, performing Verbal on another man. Now, this tape has gone viral. And although Terry has addressed it on his Facebook page, I can't see where he's confirmed or denied that it's him.
Wow.
But our girl and R&B diva Lil Mo basically confirmed it for the rest of the world. She tweeted, quote, "No shade, low key, he did that."
Yeah.
Hashtag no hands. But the videographer dry snitched, show your face, level the playing field, hello. Then she tweeted, "It's sad when you piss someone off, they leak sex tapes and nudes. Even more sad when it's a gospel artist that is my friend."
Wow.
Later on, she tweeted, "F it. I got $500 right now if you give me the face, name, and church, the person leaked it."
This gospel artist, I mean, apparently he is not denying it, and he is doing this to this guy.
And I'm
just thinking maybe he's honoring Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Instead of being a gospel artist, maybe he's a gobble artist.
Oh.
If you see the video,
according to Freddie, it's not his first time.
It's not. I laughed so hard because I ain't never seen nobody going like that. My goodness. It was too much for me. It made me, but it brought me to tears laughing because I've never seen anybody going, wow, that was pretty amazing.
Y'all better watch out. Somebody's gospel artists give y'all a bad name.
Well, I ain't lying. Meanwhile, Kerry Washington, hosted SNL, helped the show with its lack of diversity issue. The show apologized to Kerry as soon as she came on for the number of black women she would be asked to play. Then she was forced to switch from Michelle Obama to Oprah Winfrey. Then she was irritated because they were like, oh, and by the way, you got to play Beyonce too in the next scene. Eminem performed, but everybody says he was lip syncing. Not sure if that's
true. It's hard for Eminem to lip sync because his lyrics go so fast. And I don't think he would do it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Tops at the box office over the weekend. The number one movie was Ender's Game. It made $28 million. Number two was Jackass Bad Grandpa. Number three, Last Vegas. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com or hit me up via Twitter @FreitasFlix or @RussParsha.
Did I tell y'all how my wife is hood?